The views expressed on this program are solely of those who choose to participate in this open format.
Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network and our website, of course. It's www.onpointcxmas.com. Now, you can go to our website and you can click on live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in, what part of the state you're in. We welcome you to the OPT network this Tuesday morning. And I tell you what. We had another long night last night. Yes, what am I talking about? Little League Baseball at the state level. It's happening right here in Alexandria. We're going to keep talking about it until the tournament is over. And I want to encourage every single parent that has a young boy, young girl, 11, 12 years old, and even older, that this is an incredible opportunity for you to take the family out for a minimal cost, have an incredibly great time, and watch such a high level of play for the 11 and 12-year-old kids playing baseball. Last night, two more great games. Lafayette and Bossier played last night, and Bogalusa and South Lake Charles played. So South Lake Charles sent Bogalusa home. So we say, you know what, Bogalusa, you did a great job, but kudos to South Lake Charles. One team, one dream, all trying to get to Williamsport, Pennsylvania, because that is the World Series, Little League World Series. And so last night, the last game was Bossier and Lake Charles. It was an incredible game. Well, Lafayette sent Bossier home. Bossier still in it, but they beat Bossier last night. So there's going to be another great game tonight. And I'm telling you, it's just so exciting. We've been out there every night for the games, and it just helps to give your kids a visual about a word that we talk about all the time, possibility. Great possibility. These kids are so talented and so driven that it is just unbelievable. And so we want to encourage you, if you haven't taken your kids out to the ballpark, don't miss this opportunity. Ethan Hines is an absolute prodigy. He is the pitcher for Lafayette. He didn't pitch last night, but these kids are all over the field, and they're just playing at such a high level. You can't even imagine how incredible these 11-year-olds are. And if you don't know who Ethan Hines is, his family is from Bunkie. Dr. Hines is his grandfather, and they've lived in Bunkie forever. Well, his son, Scott Hines, and their family are in Lafayette, and so he's playing for the Lafayette team. But, oh, y'all, it was incredible, and we just don't want you to miss it. But before I leave the Little League stories, I just want to say kudos again to the city of Alexandria. You all, you have made us so proud. You are doing an absolute incredible job hosting all of the cities that have come from around Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. You know what? Such a spirit of excellence. Everything is clean and on point. You have just rolled out the red carpet, and you have made our city and the people in this city so proud, even the people who don't know about it. But just those little things that you all have done, the staff, Chris, who has led the charge in just making this tournament absolutely incredible, all the way from the umpires on down, it's just been a great experience. So if you haven't experienced it, we encourage you to go out. Another game this evening, and we'll tell you a little bit later in the show what time that's happening. But as we switch gears, I'm going to tell you what we're going to be talking about this morning. We're going to be talking about heroism and people who are heroes in our hearts. And there was an incredible story. And before we go to break, I just want to share this article with you. You know, we talked about the Colorado shootings and the massive impact that these deaths had. Well, there was an incredible story that came out of all of the stories that are unfolding. And it was a hero amid the bullets, the power of female friendships. Two best friends, Allie Young and Stephanie Davis, were survivors of the Aurora, Colorado movie theater shooting. And one of the friends was so courageous that President Obama had to tell her story after meeting the two in the hospital. Following his visit with the survivors of the deadly Colorado shooting spree, President Barack Obama said he had heard many remarkable stories of heroism. And the antidote that he chose to share with the nation, though, wasn't about a parent saving a child or a boyfriend tending to a girlfriend. It was the account, the moving account, of two best friends, two young women whose bond was put to the ultimate test when one was shot in the neck. And with the blood spurting out from her wound, 19-year-old Allie Young urged her friend Stephanie Davis, who was 21, to run. And Stephanie refused. This is what the president said. And he said, even as the bullets continued to fly, she applied pressure to her friend's wound with one hand and called 911 with the other. Davies helped carry a bleeding Young, this is her friend,
across two parking lots to an ambulance. And because of Stephanie's timely action, I just had the conversation with Allie downstairs. She's going to be fine. This is what President Obama is saying, that Allie's going to be fine. The aid of such a caring friend is a shining example and a powerful, powerful story of friendship. And experts have gone on to analyze what adrenaline does, what friendships do. And I'm sharing that story not only because it's poignant, it's one of the great stories that came out of Aurora, Colorado, but I'm sharing that story because we're asking you to be your brother and your sister's keeper. What am I talking about? You know that this year is the third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And there was one special church that we met on the journey last year. And actually, we never met them. We met them just through spirit and through their donations. And so they are the real story of heroism or heroes in our hearts. They were the one church that didn't know On Point. They didn't know us. But God laid on their heart, and they stepped up. And when we started making the plea every single month to date, we received a check from this church. We're going to go to break, but when we come back, we want to introduce you to the pastor and a leader in the church that has made this possible. And this is just a heartwarming, great story that we want to share with all of you. So stay on point. It's 7:41. It's Tuesday, July 24th, and we'll be back right after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixonHasIt.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Dr. Maya Angelou.
Mrs. Flowers invited me to her house. She said, Maya, I don't think you like poetry. She said, you don't like it. You will never love poetry until you speak it, until you feel it come across your tongue, over your teeth, out of your lips. You will never love poetry. And I had it. I hardly stopped speaking since then. I seem to be speaking everywhere. And that's a blessing right there.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Tuesday. We hope that your morning is getting off to an incredibly great start. And we hope that this segment is going to get you off to an even better start. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, we remind you every single day to get on the right financial path with your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. The number to phone is 318-448-8600 and get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. You can phone Rosa Fields and her team at 318-487-1881. Now, if you're just joining us this morning, we're talking about, really, this is a story of an incredible group, a church by the name of Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. And let me just rewind a little bit. Last year, probably around about this time, Hundy C, we became sponsors for the very first time for the second annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And when we started this journey, we had so many friends that we knew that had battled breast cancer, many that were battling currently, and some that had died, people that were really, really close to us, near and dear to our hearts. And instead of talking about it, we said, let's be about it. After we went to the race, the first race, and we saw the incredible turnout of people, well, we said, you know, we can be changed just by doing something. So long story short, we became sponsors of the race. And then we began trying to educate all of you on how critical this movement is. And so we started raising money. And then we started pleading to the churches. And we were wondering, where is the body? Where's the body of Christ? Now, let me just add this caveat before I introduce the pastor and the secretary of his church. This is by no means condemnation. This is by no means on point trying to tell churches what to do. But this is what has happened. And this is what we want to chronicle. And this is what we want to honor. And we want to welcome to the show Reverend Chris Augustine and Miss Teresa Anderson, who is the secretary for Jerusalem Missionary Church. The church has been in Cottonport. It has been in existence for 26 years. And the motto of the church is a church with a fellowship. We welcome you, lady and gentlemen, to the OPT Network.
Good morning.
Morning.
How y'all doing?
We are doing so incredibly well. And Pastor Augustine, first of all, we're just happy that we found you. You are a hard man to track down. But I want to talk about, first of all, Reverend Augustine, why you decided to commit not only for the first donation, but why you made the long-term commitment.
Well, first of all, let me say that churches hold 135, 136 years old.
136 years old.
I've just been there for 26 years.
My goodness.
Why did we decide? Because I think that's what a church should do.
Mm-hmm.
Make contributions to worthy causes. And then again, a church is about planting the seeds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you plant your seeds and then your church will grow. But if you don't plant anything, you can't have anything grown.
Right. And so when did you first hear the broadcast and what moved on your heart to say we need to get involved as a church?
I was in the bathroom one morning and cleaning, shaving, and I was listening to your show. And what I heard, it, I don't know, I was thinking about some members of the church that had suffered with the same ailment. And I don't know, my heart was just touched. I said, well, you know, we're going to start contributing to this program. And I told the secretary, and that's it.
Wow. And so,
we even have a fourth Sunday service dedicated to breast cancer.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing. You know, Pastor Augustine and Teresa, when every month, and it surprised us because we never had a conversation. We never met, but we got the first check. And then every month, without fail, we got another check. And we would see the envelope, and we would be so blessed, Teresa, by your invoice that you would send to us, and it would bless us. And one of the things, and I've kept this one because it just spoke volumes. It says, Lord, grant me the patience to endure my blessings. And then the first scripture is Psalms 118:24. And this is my favorite. Decide to have a good day. You have blessed us immensely with your spirit of excellence. Talk about why you did it.
It's what the Lord leaves on my heart. I cannot do anything without him.
Mm-hmm.
So I have so much faith because I step out on faith.
Wow.
Knowing that God is going to take care of the day. So it's just something that he put in me to share with others.
Mm-hmm.
And I sometimes I don't have anything, but it's just I give it all because all to him is what it goes to him anyway.
Right.
So it's just that my heart was, I just have to give it all.
Mm-hmm.
All. And so that's what I did. When I do an invoice or a card or anything, it's what God put in me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, and I say, you know, we were sending you a check, but we didn't have no kind of invoice going out.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord just say, well, you know, do an invoice.
Mm-hmm.
And I just put scriptures and words of
mm-hmm.
encouragement
mm-hmm.
because that's what we all need. It's encouragement to keep
that's
going
right.
on
that's
no
right.
matter what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, life is not fair, and we're going to be throwing all kind of curves.
That's
so
right.
we just got to look up to the hills.
That's right.
Well, you know, God is there.
That's right.
We just got to look up.
And that's where our help comes from.
That's where our help comes from.
And so, Pastor Augustine, you know, we've talked about you on the air. I don't know if you've heard it or not, but we are so honored by your church's heart. And we have felt Jerusalem Missionary Church's heart, a church that we didn't know anything about, that didn't know anything about us. But you came out, and it wasn't so much in support of us, but you said something so powerful before we started, and I really want you to share it. You said, when you heard the word went to your heart.
Yes, it's just like preaching. Miss Teresa is a product
mm-hmm.
of the word.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember when she wasn't as strong as she is now.
Mm-hmm. When she was a baby in Christ.
Baby, but now she has grown tremendously.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I could turn my back and she can take care of business. But as the word in church on Sunday, if it falls in your ears,
mm-hmm.
it's chances are it's just gonna stay there between your head. But if it falls in your heart, then you'll move. Everything's from your heart,
right?
You know, everything comes from your heart. Jesus said, first of all, if something proceeds in your mind as a thought, then if it's going to your heart, it's carried out.
Right.
So you know, when I was listening and heard, it fell upon my heart. The plea you was making fell upon my heart because as a church, what are we doing? What are we supposed to do? Save money, put it in a money market, have a big bank account? I mean, what is for? What's the purpose as it's moving through this world? What's the purpose of it? It is to share and to give and to help chemists and different scientists find cures for different things. That's our job.
Right.
And as a church.
And you know, that's really what moved on my heart, because this is what we were trying to say to the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And then when we look at the body, it's mostly filled with women. Yeah. Women are some, I know they got to be some of your most faithful members. I'm looking at one right next to you.
They are. They really are.
So why wouldn't we take better care of those women in the church, Pastor?
Right.
Are we asking too much from the church? Are we asking too much from pastors?
No. I think that people ought to just put priorities in order. There's many churches that are donating to other causes or whatsoever, but as on a local level, where we live at, and for proper causes and for good causes, I think all churches ought to plant a seed in some way, you know, somehow. It's not just between the four walls, but you got to get out, and you know, and you got to trust organizations. You got to trust organizations. A lot of people don't trust organizations. They're afraid of where the money goes. Once I donate something, I don't worry about where it's going.
Right.
God is the rewarder of your intentions now. On the other end, which I know this is purely legit, and you're doing a great job. Y'all are doing an excellent job.
Thank
in what
you.
You're doing. And I guess that moved me too, because of your passion for what you do.
You know, you have blessed us over this year. Your presence this morning blesses us. And I love what you said. It's not just about breast cancer, but it's about causes. And so the reason why we wanted to have this conversation, and we're not just talking to pastors, we're talking to the body, we're talking to all of you. The word says that what you do in secret, God will reward you in open. He will openly reward you. Pastor Augustine and his church had no idea that God would move on our heart to honor them. But this is about honoring Jerusalem Missionary Church for being so faithful. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll be talking more about the race and how you can get involved. Stay on point.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Prophetess Juanita Bynum.
So, Dr. Bynum, how do people get past the condemnation, the guilt and shame to move into their destiny?
Well, first of all, there is no power to anybody's life until you have experienced failure, because it is the teacher. It's what you fail at becomes the teacher, and it empowers you to become the individual that have been empowered to now help steer the next sister or the next brother. Mm-hmm. And the one thing you have to, you know, remember about being embarrassed or being ashamed or whatever, the greatest shame is staying in the pit. Shame is not coming out. Power breaking the shame is to say, I once was dumb, but now I'm not.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Remember, it's back to school time, and until August 15th, you can get a very, very low interest loan at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union that will help to provide for school supplies, school clothes, and everything that surrounds sending the kids back to school. All you've got to do is connect with the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I'll give you their website and phone numbers a little bit later in the show. Davis One Stop runs north and south on Highway 71 in the heart of Cheneyville. If there's one stop that you should make, it's Davis One Stop. Also, we want to invite all our Little Leaguers and their parents to McDonald's of Alexandria, a great place for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If you're just joining the OPT network this morning, we're joined by Reverend Chris Augustine. He is the pastor, 26 years of Jerusalem Missionary Church, and Teresa Anderson, who is the secretary and a leader in the church. And this is what we're talking about. We're talking about last year's race, but we're talking about this year's race. And what we're asking is that you will join us for the third annual Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure on October 20th. Please mark your calendar. Let me just tell you a little bit about it. The Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure series is the largest of the 5K run fitness walk in the world, and it raises significant funds. But not only does it raise money, it raises awareness for the fight against breast cancer, and it celebrates breast cancer survivorship, and it honors those who have lost the battle with the disease. And this morning, we made it our business to honor Jerusalem Missionary Church and the pastor and the head of that church, Reverend Chris Augustine. And so he's joined this morning, and he had no idea that this would happen. But we wanted to make a special connection.
Pastor Augustine, because we believe that you're one of those very unspoken examples of what the body should do. And I asked you earlier, I said, are we asking too much? Because sometimes I get on the radio, and especially during that time, and I was really saying, where's the church? And then, you know, as I step back and I digressed a little bit, I said, are we asking too much from the church?
No. When I heard I've heard you on the radio before,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, sometimes it's like people go to church and hear sermon before, and it never has no effect upon them. But in their mind, they're thinking about one or two particular things that were said.
Mm-hmm.
But that particular morning when I heard you make that plea, and I thought about myself being a pastor of a church, what am I there for? What are the church duties if you don't contribute or try to help some cause? Jesus, his whole concern was the aristocrat didn't care anything about the poor people.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one day he was invited to these Pharisees' home,
mm-hmm.
and no doubt they had staged a leopard right down the street from mm-hmm. their home. Now, this leopard wasn't supposed to be in that well community.
Right.
But they did it to see Jesus' reactions. Before Jesus went in the house, he went to the lepers and asked him, what would you have me to do?
Hmm.
And they knew he was going to do that because that was his heart.
Right. Right.
So I think that's what the church is all about right there. Not just in between the walls, the mm-hmm. hollering at people on Sundays and you know, in mm-hmm. prayer meeting, and then you're going back. I think you ought to have some involvement in the world in which you live in and choose something that you want to contribute to for a worthy cause.
And so for those women, Teresa and Pastor Augustine, that are in your church that have breast cancer, are we, Teresa, do you think as women in the church, are we acknowledging that enough, or is it still very much a secret?
I think it's a secret. Mm-hmm. I don't think women are too open about what's going on with their bodies.
No.
And with me, I'm ready to share it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I could share it, I'm going to touch somebody else. The Lord wants us to share what's going on with us because he has us to do that because we can help others.
Right.
But if we keep it hidden, how can we help anybody?
Right.
How can we just, you know, it's just that we just keeping it to ourselves. But God wants us to share it.
Right. What do you think is the reason in 2012, Teresa, woman to woman, that we're still very secretive about cancer, especially breast cancer?
I think fear. Fear.
Of what?
Of, I don't know, they might be because people might say something about them and they don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why people don't want to share a sickness, because when you talk about it, you helping somebody else that might be going through something and they didn't know they could talk about it.
Right.
It's like, because back in the days, they didn't talk too much about
right.
sickness.
Right.
So now people are still shunned with that. So, but it's good to talk about it, because I know when my Aunt Sarah was sick, I mean, if she wouldn't have talked about it, she wouldn't have been able to get the help she needed.
That's right.
That's how she found out she was going through some stuff.
Right.
By talking to me about it, and I'm talking to other people, and then I say, oh, well, we're going to go here, go there.
And get information.
And get information,
mm-hmm.
and which we did. And when we got information, that started her treatment and helping her to get well.
Right.
But people are still, women are still shunned.
But wow.
You got to let it out. You got to share it.
That's powerful. We're still shunned in 2012. And Pastor, I know that you probably can't even count the number of people that say, pray for me, but the word says to be specific. Mm-hmm. And so how do we help women especially to open up and to just put it out there so that the body can come together and pray?
Well, I visit Cabrini Hospital with my friend of mine when he goes for his visits. And to see the people in chemotherapy mm-hmm. with breast cancer and people I know, I think that we as a body, a church, as a body, when we say body, the whole body is intact, whether it's fingers or toes or whatever. if that part of that body is intact, on a member is attached to that body, then the whole body is involved.
That's right.
And so I think ladies that have those kind of problems or that kind of sickness should bring it. And we do have some that have come to the church for prayer, mm-hmm. and the Lord have healed them.
Right.
Through, you know, surgery and medication and prayer.
It right.
healed them.
Right.
And it's not something that we publish in a newspaper, but among your congregation, for people to know what you have, it's not a disgrace.
Wow. And I think that that's powerful, because the Word of God tells us that we're justified by the blood of the Lamb, mm-hmm. and by the word of our testimony.
Right.
And so we've got to start telling it. And that's why I can't say enough, Pastor Augustine and Teresa, how you just, you know, when you're on this journey, you don't know how it's going to happen, but God gives you a vision and he says, go and I'll show you. Mm-hmm. And then he puts people like yourself. Right. And then I'm going to tell you, every single month when we walk into our office and we see your envelope and Teresa, we get your messages and your scriptures, it just gives us the courage and the strength to live to fight another day. Because what people don't really realize is how hard it is to raise money. And what they don't realize is that that money that you guys have contributed and others is staying, the bulk of that money is staying right here for the women in our community, for the women in your church, for the women in my church, for the women in my community, in your community, to get free mammograms and to get the treatment that they need. And so for that, we're so eternally grateful. And DC, did you want to add anything? Because I know that this has been so dear to your heart.
Yes, I would like to, because, you know, being the management of On Point Talk, we have, you know, we make a lot of decisions. And, you know, it was just, it moved on us so much. Not just now, but last year, and the mm-hmm. way that it has over the whole year. Because when you're doing what we're doing, sometimes you run into snags. We run into brick walls. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes people who are encouraging other people need to be encouraged. And right now, to me, there's a lot of, and this is not, like you said earlier, no condemnation to anybody else, because there's a lot of churches doing a lot of things.
Right.
And certainly we appreciate that. And there's a lot of churches that send money over to countries that we never even see the people. We respect that. We appreciate that. But if you're sending money overseas to other countries and not doing anything in your community, to me, that just doesn't make any sense. That makes absolutely no sense to me that you would send money 2,000 miles away to be a blessing to somebody over there when people are hurting right in your own community.
And just not only in your own community, but in your own congregation.
Absolutely. And so, you know, when Reverend Augustine and his church made the decision to do what they did, it just it uplifted us.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped us to continue to be the change that we wanted to see, and seeing them be the change that they wanted to
that's
see.
That's right.
And it's a contagious thing.
Yeah.
And that's the information or the message that we would like to get out for people. We need your supply, because your supply is not only a blessing to you as you sow it, it's also a blessing to the people who need more strength to keep on being a blessing to others.
That's
so
right.
It's a pay it forward type of situation.
Right.
And that's why it's so important for us to have them on here. And I'd like to give a big old thank you out to Ricky Hayes from Cottonport, Louisiana, who actually helped me to find Pastor Augustine. And it's just a beautiful thing to meet them in person,
mm-hmm.
and to be in fellowship with them,
mm-hmm.
and to feel their heart.
Mm.
It is we are so moved in the studio right now,
mm-hmm.
by all that they're doing and trying to do in the community. And this, if everybody was doing something, and it doesn't matter how big or small it is.
That's right.
It's just a journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step.
Right.
And they took that step. And that's what we're here to say publicly. Thank the pastors and congregation at Jerusalem Missionary Church. We thank y'all, mm-hmm. and you all are to be commended. And we would like to pronounce a blessing on all of y'all.
Amen. Amen. We pronounce a blessing.
I would like to make an appeal to all of my friends in the Central Louisiana area to make some contributions to you, to look into it anyway, to start making contributions to you, because we're not doing it for the publicity.
Well, we already know, because we had never even met before this moment.
We're getting ready to, we're looking forward to embarking on our project at the church.
And what project is that?
Well, we want to build some housing area around the church.
Wow.
We got to build a community center, and we have to do a children's playground.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in that process of that now.
Mm-hmm.
So we just, in order to do something and do it right, you have to make some kind of contributions.
Right.
To get something back.
That's right.
You know, you may not get it in recognition and all that. It doesn't matter about that. You know, God knows what you do.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And that's the only one that really matters about.
And, you know, we believe that, and we say it every single morning, D.C., about reaping and sowing.
Absolutely.
And you guys have sown a seed. And really what they don't even realize, D.C., is that the money that they sent every month helped to build the account so that we didn't just start in the red.
Absolutely.
For this year.
Absolutely. And not only that, the thing that impressed upon me the most, that really made me see where they were, was they did this when nobody else was looking.
When nobody was looking.
They didn't know that they were going to be here. They didn't know that we were going to ever acknowledge them for doing this.
Mm-mm.
And they consistently kept doing it. And, I mean, you know, it does something to me. Mm-hmm. It really does. It motivates me in ways that I wouldn't otherwise be motivated.
Right.
You know, to see people in these acts of heroism motivates me.
And every time we got the check, D.C. said, we got to reach out to Jerusalem Missionary. We just, every time, he said, we got to reach out. But listen, I just want to say this again before we leave this subject. We are not condemning anybody.
No.
We're not telling anybody that they need to give to breast cancer.
No.
But what we did do is we just ask you, even if you don't want to join Team OPT, because that's not a prerequisite. You don't have to join our team. You don't have to give to our fund. But what we're saying, and this is what the next thing that we want to do is, we want to pull up the statistics in our area, in Central Louisiana, because this is why we got the race, because there were so many women in this area that were getting breast cancer and that were dying. Especially when we saw our good friend Janice Joseph Richard fight. Pam, I hope you're listening. Pam is Janice's sister. And she went home to be with the Lord, but she was such a crusader. And she asked us to continue to lift her voice even as she had gone home to be with the Lord. And we don't take that lightly, because she fought. And she was, Teresa, she was open about breast cancer. She talked about it. In fact, she was dying, and she went to MD Anderson, and they said, there's nothing else we can do, but can we have some of your blood? Because this deal is so rare, we want to research it. They couldn't even hardly get the blood out of her veins. And she said yes. So we say yes, Lord. We'll raise her voice through our voices. You don't have to join our team. It's not about the little I's and the big U's. Is that how that saying goes? It's not about that.
It's
to God be the glory.
You know, to God be the glory. And so this morning, we're asking every church, whether you do it through OPT or you just do it through your church, just do something.
I think you're going to have a lot of response churches all around, because a lot of time people like me, they don't get that. Then they it's one particular time that they hear it, that it impress upon their hearts. If it impress upon your heart this morning, then do it. Just start doing it. That's all.
And listen, these churches are doing gargantuan things. Yes. They're building new sanctuaries. Yes. They're building new life centers. Yes. And God will honor that. And I know they're sowing seeds. Yes. I know they're sowing huge seeds. But we're asking you to do what you ask your congregations to do, what you're asking your congregants to do. We're asking you to stretch. Yes. How many times do you stand up in the pulpit and ask the people to stretch? Well, we're asking you to stretch. Pastor Augustine, Chris Augustine, Pastor Reverend Chris Augustine, Teresa Anderson, we want to thank you so much, and we want to thank Jerusalem Missionary Church for being the change that you want to see.
Well, thank you all for inviting us, and we had never would have had an idea of ever meeting you all in person, to tell you the truth, and your checks still would have been coming every month. Because, like I say, we give from the heart. When I give anything, or the church give anything, it's to God.
That's right.
And God knows how to handle his business. So we're just grateful for you this morning and your acknowledgement. And we hope to encourage more ministers, pastors to do the same. There's nothing to it, just do it.
Nothing to it, just do it. I like it. Thank you guys so much. And thank you for coming all the way up from Cottonport to be with us this morning. The anointing, your hearts have been palpable. The people listening, I know that they can feel it, and we feel it here in the studio. And may God bless the work of Jerusalem Missionary Church's hand. And may everything that you have prayed for in secret, may God manifest those things in you and in your body.
Maybe someday in the future, you and your husband can come down to the church and have some breast cancer awareness event.
Absolutely.
You know, in a service or whatever.
Absolutely.
That you can make people more aware of mm-hmm. what you're doing, you know, because a lot of folks don't know. And those that do know ought to have some kind of reaction this morning.
That's right.
It's a serious thing.
Yes, it is.
And you got to have a serious mind to, you know, make a commitment. When you make a commitment, that's done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I tell them all the time at church, you know, if my wife don't go, if my children don't go, I've made a commitment to God.
Absolutely. We want to give a plug to the First Lady.
Sister Rose Augustine, I love you.
Sister Rose Augustine, we love you too, because we know...
Absolutely.
Behind every great man, there's a great woman.
Absolutely.
And we feel that, Sister Rose, and we thank you for the pastor, because we kind of know. We don't know personally, but we know the demands that are placed on all pastors.
Absolutely.
And we know that there are people that are always pulling and wanting, but this is indeed a worthy cause, and we would be honored to visit Jerusalem Missionary Church, because you know what the old folks Absolutely. Used to say, when you know better, you're supposed to do better.
I want to thank God for Sister Teresa.
Oh,
Anderson.
My goodness.
Amen. She's, like I say, my right arm.
Oh, she's a rock. We already see that.
Yeah.
She has blessed us immensely.
Faithful.
That's what it's all about. But listen, we got to get a quick break here. But again, heartfelt.
Thank you.
Heartfelt.
All.
Thank you.
You all.
Y'all stay on point. We'll be back right after this.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing. Sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry flavor. Chiller at McDonald's. Cool. Made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. Yummy. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. At participating McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by State Farm agent Kyle Wolf. Get to a better state with Kyle Wolf and his team. In Avoyelles Parish, the number to phone is 318-346-6695. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to www.hicksonhasit.com. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, well, they remove your doubts. So if you need body work, if you've been in an accident and you need to get those repairs, get it done, get it looking back to its original state, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is where you'll want to start. If you're just joining the OPT network this morning, you know what? I'm still trying to finish blowing my nose and pull myself together. We were talking to the great folks at Jerusalem Missionary Church, Reverend Chris Augustine and Teresa Anderson. And those were just the representatives, the pastor and the first lady, Miss Rose Augustine. But we say kudos, DC, to the entire church.
Absolutely.
You know, because it flows down, Pastor Augustine, absolutely, as they're traveling back homeward, it flows down from the head. And, you know, we were telling Pastor Augustine on the way out, there's just really not enough words to express our gratitude for what they did for this movement, because this, make no mistake about it, this is not about On Point Talk. This is not about David and Carlette Christmas. This is about fighting breast cancer in our churches, in our communities, and in our state. And you're going to hear me talk about this statistic a lot because it's so critical. My sister friends, if you've got eight girlfriends, eight women that you know, one of us is going to develop some sort of invasive breast cancer over the course of our lifetime. One in eight women in the United States is going to develop some type of invasive breast cancer. And last year alone, an estimated 230,000 women, new cases of invasive breast cancer were expected to be diagnosed in women in the United States. And the numbers vary. Some say 50, almost 60,000 women will have non-invasive breast cancer. The numbers are just so incredible. 40 or 50,000 women will die. A lot of women are dying and will die because of the shame that we talked about. Because we're not being open and honest about what's happening. We're not sharing with the next sister so that she can be the change for herself, so that she can understand the importance of knowing her body and being diagnosed early, but not just being diagnosed early, but being treated. Let me tell you something. For the most part, every single person that we spoke to that had breast cancer most of the time doesn't hurt. You can't feel it. So it will lull you to sleep in that you feel fine, you feel better than maybe you ever had, and you don't believe that you have cancer. But we are saying to you that this is important. And just because you don't get diagnosed doesn't mean that that's going to help you to feel better about having cancer. It's a very real reality. And so we're going to keep talking about it. We're going to keep being open and honest. We're going to keep sharing great stories. And one of the things that Janice Joseph Richard said was this: I waited too long. She had been diagnosed, she knew, and because of her fear, she waited. She waited on treatment. And so we know that when we wait, we can get in trouble. And she fought a valiant, good fight. But it just wasn't enough. And breast cancer is treatable. Many, many women are living, are survivors. But we've got to know. We've got to know that it's there. And I said it in the last segment, when you know better, you've got to do better. And we're hoping that this will put us all on point, that we will be proactive. We have talked about the mammograms, the free mammograms for the underinsured and those people who have no insurance at all. They are supplying free mammograms. And in large part, that has to do with the money that was raised in last year's race. We worked hard to raise money, but we weren't the only people. There were many, many businesses, many, many teams, many, many organizations that raised money. But you know what? We got to work, and there were many, many, many people that helped. But I can't say it enough. Churches have got to get involved. Churches are, for many of us, they're our front lines. You know, you are our front lines. And Pastor Augustine said it. He said, no, we're not asking too much from the church, DC. He said, you know, we're not asking too much from the church, but we are asking, we're asking for something. We're asking for the church to get involved in some sort of way.
And let us just say this, because there's a lot of churches who do a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it's very important that we appreciate that there's people doing things.
The phones are ringing off the hook this morning. Let me just say that if you want to make a donation to the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, the 2012 Race for the Cure, what you can do is you can send a check. It doesn't matter how large or how small, to our offices at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2. That's Alexandria, Louisiana, and you can zip it up with 71302, or they can phone our offices at 318-445-5658, and we'll give that number throughout the show. But you were saying what before you had to catch the phone?
Well, I was just saying that there's a lot of churches that's given a lot of and certainly we appreciate that. What we're saying is that everybody needs to be involved with something locally, with some type of call. You know, and it doesn't have to be breast cancer. It could be prostate cancer. It could be a different form.
Mm-hmm.
But what we are saying is everybody should be able to give something back.
Right.
You know, because we're being given so much.
Right.
And when Janice appealed to us to try to keep this going, we said, okay.
We said, okay.
This is where it led us. You know, so we're not just doing this because we're super great people and we decided, hey, let's just pick a cause. No, someone impressed upon us to be the change that was going to help somebody else. And so we're just trying to pay that forward. We're
That's
just
right.
saying, you know, we're saying to others, you find a cause or join somebody else's cause or join this cause, but get in where you fit in. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of times it's not just about money. It's about time.
Mm-hmm.
It's about helping. It's about serving. There's so many things that you can do if you don't have money.
Right.
And, of course, some people don't have time to do that, so what they do is they give money.
Right.
You know, so there's so many ways to get involved, and there's so many ways to help. We're just trying to appeal to people who have been blessed to be a blessing.
Ooh, that's good. If you've been blessed, be a blessing. You know, don't just be someone who takes all the time and never gives anything in return. Right. And as you talked about Janice, D.C., Pam, I know that you listen, and I hope you're listening, and we will never forget Janice, and we feel like we're a part of her legacy, and that's why we continue to raise her voice and her story, because it's an important story. And Janice's story is just one of many, and we heard so many incredibly great stories, but this is what I want to say
about Pastor Augustine and about the men that we met, D.C., on the journey. Right. We met some incredible men that really, really gave, like Nolan and Juanita. You know, Nolan came in, his mother died from breast cancer. I mean, it just, so many people opened up their hearts and they opened up their wallets. And it's sad to say, but it just, if we're going to eradicate breast cancer, we've got to get the money to do the research so that we can learn more about it. And then there were friends as we were on this journey that were being diagnosed right in the middle of it. And it just gave us more lifting power. It gave us more resolve to fight harder, to be stronger, to push through everybody Monday morning quarterbacking and saying, why have you chosen this charity over that charity? Well, you know what? Everybody can do something. And I know that everybody doesn't have a big voice, and you know, but you don't have to have a big voice. You don't have to have a big microphone. You can be the change in your community. You can be the change in your church. You can be the change in your sorority or your fraternity. You can be the change in your social group, in your women's group, in your men's group. And what we have said is that we are going to help you help your organization in any way that we can. We can't do everything. We can't be everywhere. But DC, we have tried, and we are trying every single day to share this forum with those who will.
Absolutely.
Those who will. You know what? There's no selfishness here. And if you don't feel that, if you don't understand that, then shame on you. We're trying to share your hopes, your gifts, your passions, your dreams. It's not just about mine and DC's dreams. We want everybody to be, those who will. You know, DC and I were traveling the other day, and we were looking at the corn and how the corn is struggling in the field and in the heat. And we remembered, just as we travel, you know, throughout central Louisiana, and we see other fields, and we see the field. You hear us talk, hear me talk about the field in my backyard every day. And God told us in his word, he said, you know what? There's no shortage on the harvest. He said, the harvest is plentiful. It's plenteous. It's plenty. There's more than enough. But where the problem is that there's not enough laborers. There are not enough people that will go out and get the wealth and get the harvest. See, the wealth is in the harvest. You got to go out and work for it, though. You got to go get it. That's what's on our heart this morning. And my heart is not heavy, but my heart is sad because people sit on the sidelines and they never get involved because they're too concerned about how they're going to look, how they're going to come out. And that makes me sad. But you know the story of the two young women in the Aurora, Colorado shooting gives me hope that women love each other, they come together, and they fight for each other. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about get rid of that spirit of jealousy and that spirit of backbiting and junk. Fight for somebody. Fight for your sister. I'm going to take a quick break here, y'all. You're on point. We'll be back right after this.
Hickson. HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Teresa Jenkins Anderson, Secretary of Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Pastor Chris Augustine, pastor of the Jerusalem Baptist Church of Cottonport, Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish, also Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt, Healing Simla, one heartbeat at a time. The number to phone is 318-442-0106. And, you know, I just want to say again, we don't want to beat anybody up. You know, but we just really want to impress upon our community and our listening audience that, you know what, we've got to do something. We've got to do something to be the change that we want to see. And you know what, we try to lead by example. Anytime we ask you to give, we try to give first. Anytime we ask you to work, we try to be on the front lines, working right alongside of those that we've asked to work. And so we're not afraid of work. And we know that you're not afraid of work either. And so the way that we are stronger is when we come together. You know, the word says that one can put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000 to flight. Just think about what the masses can do when it comes to putting people to flight. So this morning,
we would like to impress upon churches. And why are we talking about churches so much? Well, we're talking about churches so much because in our prayer time and in thinking of the journey and the people that were affected by breast cancer, we know that largely women are dying. But we know that there are a lot of women that are surviving. But there are a lot that are dying. And so women are some of the most faithful creatures on the planet, especially when it comes to supporting their pastor and their churches and their organizations, their sororities, the things that we believe in. Ladies, you know it's true. We're faithful to those things, sometimes to a fault. And so I don't know what the percentage of women in churches are, but I know that we far outnumber the men. Because you know what? Once you tell us and we see it, we're not nearly as analytical as our male counterparts. We believe it. And we're staunch and we stick to it. And so with so many women sitting in the church right now that have breast cancer and don't know it, this is why we're continuing to make this plea. This is why we're going to raise money. If you're a woman that has not had a mammogram, I implore you this morning to push past your fear, push past your anxiety, push past what people say that it is, and get it done. Far too many women are dying needlessly simply because we don't get the mammogram. You know, I was talking to Tanya, who works at the radio station, and she was having her first mammogram turning 40, and I asked her the other day, I said, how was it? And she said, I don't know what the big deal was. You know, all the hype, it was fine. You know, it's fine. You know, and the things that we have gone through as women, we go through some tough things, and a mammogram is nothing. It pales in comparison. So we're reaching out to you to get your mammograms. They're free, but we're reaching out to you to send a donation, to call and say, what can I do? To get involved when we start the mega raffle, to get involved in this movement. The only way that a movement can grow and go is that it's doing what the root word of movement is. It is moving. So we're asking you to get online with us, to get moving. You can go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. You can phone us at our offices at 318-445-5658, or you can send a check money order to 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana, and zip it up with 71302. And I'm not fussing. We love you guys so much. That's why we do it. Y'all, it's a great time in the city. We've got our little leaguers in town, and we welcome all of them to Alexandria Pineville. You're on point, everybody. Let me get a break. We'll be back after this.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing. Sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's. Made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. I participate in McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Carrie Griffin Broussard with the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living, and I would like to say thank you to Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping in the fight for a smoke-free Louisiana. Thank you for being an advocate for change.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. You know, as we wrap up this morning's show, and I was telling you about an article, The Power of Female Friendships. And, you know, the article went on to say at the end of the article, and I think it's really so critical. It talks about really celebrating in our culture, celebrating female friendships. And it talked about oftentimes female friendships are more competitive rather than ones of heroism. But the two young women in Aurora, Colorado, and the one young woman that decided not to save herself, but to save her sister friend, is a story of hope. And the article goes on to say that when women and friendships, when they work best, is when they come together. And I've said this a bunch of times. It's like cheerleaders on the sidelines that give us strength to move through our day. And this morning, I just want to encourage you, we want to encourage you to be someone else's cheerleader, because I guarantee you 1,000,000,000% that whatever you sow, whatever seed that you sow into another's life, God will reward you so many ways. He says, you know, you can't outgive God, that he, whatever you sow, you'll reap. And so this morning, I want to encourage you to support someone else. Sometimes you can support people when you don't even know that they need your support. And if you find yourself in a situation where you can be the best friend or the best helper, the best sister for another, why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you? And that's the question that I hope that you'll carry through the day. Why wouldn't you love someone and support someone, and don't just wait until cancer or something catastrophic affects your family or someone that you care about. Start to sow a seed now before it affects you and yours. And that's what being a friend is about. A friend is there, a friend cares, a friend shares, a friend steps up. And we can step up for each other, and we can just start by doing something. I don't know what you need to do, but I do know that the great one in you will direct you on what to do, whether it's with Team OPT, whether it's with your sorority or your group or your church or wherever it is. We just ask that you do something. And as always, we want to thank you for being such great listeners. We've had phone calls already this morning. We've had text messages. And so you guys are incredible. And we know all that we have to do is ask you. and you respond. But we know that there are more people that can and need to respond. And so we're appealing to you this morning. But at any rate, as always, we thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT network. We do. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. So love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see in the world. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you right back here on Wednesday. Have a great day.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to